people of Kororarika who've lived here all these years, these generations, have spent those years looking after this pope, commemorating the Battle of Kororarika and other occasions, flying the kara on significant days. But as a tourist town, we get very sick of hearing One Heke cut it down, and different versions of whether he did or didn't, but we never have anybody asking, well, why is one standing? It is the culmination of 12 years and peacemaking hui, the peacemaking between Māori in the north and the British after the Northern War. So it's the same rangatira who had adopted the kara, who had signed the whakaputanga, who had agreed to the treaty, who challenged the British in the War of the North, the pakanga. And on this maunga is the beginning of the first battle, first war in the, between the British and Māori, the Battle of Kororarika here in March 1845. And we know that finished at Ruapekapeka in early 1846. But by 1858, those same rangatira with that brilliant forethought erected this pope. Governor Gore Brown was in Kororarika, down the hill on the marae. He was invited to come when this po went up, but he declined that invitation. He went to other hui at Waimate, Waitangi, Mangunu, and when he came back to the bay to get his ship back to Auckland, this po was up. It had gone up with due ceremony, pre-dawn on the 15th, probably the 16th of January. And then, on the anniversary of the day that we've chosen today, Auckland anniversary weekend, the 29th of January, Mahi Kawiti was back on this mauna, and he did that thing that we are so used to today. This is 1858, and he had a ceremony with a bottle of wine, with the rangatira back again. What will you name this po? So today, on the 160th anniversary of the po going up, and of that Pākehā version of Mahi's renaming it, we have gathered together again, Kororarika particularly, have called this hui to commemorate the pope, the Hoho Te Rongi. And we are so honoured that we have a Governor General eventually, after 160 years, who understood what we were saying and who agreed to join us. So this is a great day, seriously great day for us in Kororarika. I believe for Ngāti Hini, for Tai Tokerau and for New Zealand. And our job now is to let New Zealand know these stories, because these are the tohu that will guide us into our future, the shared future, the dual heritage.